觉得很很路途很远。
Even though you might not be feeling very lonely, but you will feel the trip is much longer.
但当你一有人陪你的时候
，But if you have company with you,
你会觉得而且特别如果这个人是你的知心人，你会觉得这个路途突然间变得比较容易走。
Especially if someone that you know and you all of a sudden you feel the trip is not that onerous.
我记得有一年，那是很早期的时候了。
So I remember many years ago, early days in my ministry.
我跟师母一同去雅省的这个路易斯湖去参加一个福音会议。
So Helen and I went to Alberta. It was an evangelistic meeting.
我们来回的路程呢，那一次我们决定不开车，因为是冬天，我们就坐那个灰狗巴士哈。
So because it's winter, we decided we are not going to drive. We took the Greyhound.
在坐那个旅程当中，我当时就想起很多往事。
So when I was taking that the Greyhound that in that trip, it reminds me a lot of memories.
因为那不是我第一次坐灰狗巴士哈。
Because that wasn't the first time that I took the Greyhound.
因为我以前试过从温哥华去 Edmonton 看我家人是来回坐灰狗。
So I remember when I used to visit my family in Edmonton, I always took the Greyhound.
然后这一次跟太太一起坐呢，去到每一个车站呢，我都仍然很有印象。
But this time around, when I was traveling with my wife, and every time when I see all the stations, it reminded me many of the old days.
Yeah, 我还记得当时去到那个车站去厕所啊，什么那些细节都记得。
I still remember all those washrooms at each one of the stations.
但我发现我这一次的心情跟感觉呢？
But this time around, the feeling is so different.
就跟以前是很不一样的。
It's so different from the past.
从前路途感觉是怎样？很疲倦，很孤单，很无聊。
So in the past, I felt like the trip was so boring, so long, and then it's it takes forever.
这一次虽然也感觉很累，很但是没有孤单感。
But this time around, even though it's still a little bit tiring, but I don't feel lonely anymore.
为什么呢？因为我旁边有一个人陪我上路。
Why? Because I have a company with me now.
而且还是知心人哦。
And it's also my best company.
所以整个感觉就不一样。
So the whole feeling is very different.
所以在路上有知心人陪你同行呢，是很不一样的。
So when you are traveling, you have a companion. Your trip is going to look very different.
今天是复活节，我就是想提醒大家，你有一位知心人。
So today is Easter. I want to remind you, you have a companion in your journey of life.
不是坐在你旁边那一位。
It might not be necessarily the one sitting next to you.
而是主耶稣基督。
But it's Jesus himself.
因为他是复活的主。
Because he's the Lord that's risen.
复活的主代表着他今天与你同行。
The risen Lord means that he's with you today.
不但如此，我们知道耶稣也明白我们。
Not only that, because we know that Jesus understands us.
他知道你的需要。
He understands your needs.
他愿意与你天天同行。
And he's willing to be with you every day.
今天呢，我就很想透过圣经里面记载了一段耶稣怎么关心群众的一段经文。
So today I would like to explore a passage with you from the scripture, how Jesus cares for the people.
来跟大家就是去明白耶稣复活，既然复活了，今天他仍然存在，他仍然会怎样来关心我们。
So to understand, since he has risen and he's still alive, how is he going to take care of us today?
经文呢，刚才我们已经读过了。
So we have read the scripture just now.
虽然我们就不再读哈，但如果可以的话，可以把这段经文如果可以的话放上去哈。
So we're going to project the verses here.
在这一段经文里面呢，它是描述了怎样耶稣怎样施展神迹。以七个饼几条小鱼喂饱了几千人的事情。
So in this scripture, we saw that how Jesus performed a miracle with just seven loaves of bread and a few small fish. He fed a few thousand people.
当然，耶稣并不是第一次做这种事的。
So of course, this is not the first time that Jesus performed this kind of miracle.
因为就在刚才我们所读的那一段经文之前一章。
Because in the passage just before this scripture,
他记载了他用五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千人的故事。
So chapter ahead, we saw that Jesus actually fed five thousand people with just five loaves of bread.
但是这次记载的这第二个喂饱几千人的记载呢，特别能够很细腻的描述耶稣对人的心肠。
So in this second miracle about feeding a few thousand people, the scripture kind of detailed out how Jesus did it.
所以让我们一起来看看耶稣是怎么样。 是我们人生路上最好的伴
侣。So let's see how can Jesus be our companion in our life.
那首先我们注意呢，这段经文所描述的耶稣是来到这个推罗西顿的这个境内。
So first of all, we saw that Jesus is coming to the region of Tyre and Sidon.
这一个是一个主要是外邦人聚居的地方。
So this is a region mainly for Gentiles, non-Jews.
他来到了这个境内的加利利的海边。
So he's coming to this region of the Sea of Galilee.
这个加利利海其实是个内陆的湖。
So this Sea of Galilee is actually a lake.
在加利利海边其中一座山上呢，他就停了下来。
So just on the mountainside, nearby the Sea of Galilee, they stopped there.
从经文的上文，我们看到耶稣来这里的本意是要去祷告的。
So from the scripture or the previous verses, we saw that the intention of Jesus was to go to pray.
但是有很多人知道了，他们就把这些瘸子啊、瞎子啊、哑巴啊、残疾的、有病的都带了来寻找耶稣。
But because people find out that Jesus is there, so they brought all the lame, the mute, the crippled, all the people with disabilities came to Jesus.
也说耶稣有事干的，但是他们却来找耶稣。
So in other words, Jesus actually has his own purpose of being here, but other people come to him anyways.
那但耶稣却没有拒绝他们。
But Jesus didn't reject them.
所以他医好了他们。
And he healed them.
所以哑巴可以说话。
So the mute speaking.
残疾的可以行走。
The crippled make well.
残疾的也痊愈了。
So those who has disability are also make well.
然后瞎子看见。
The blind can see.
所以大家都很稀奇，然后归荣耀给神。
So everyone was so amazed, and then they praised God.
然后我们可以理解耶稣那个时候应该很累哈。
So we can understand Jesus must be very tired by the time.
因为我们不知道耶稣是怎么医的哈。
I don't know how Jesus
可能是一句话全部都好了。
So it can be he just spoke and then people got healed.
可能也要像我们的这些家庭医生一样一个一个看哈。
But it could be that Jesus is going to be like our family doctor. He's going to see those people one by one.
但是无论如何呢，时间很长，可能是一整天。
But regardless, it had been a long day.
但其实可能不止一天。
It might not be just one day.
因为圣经告诉我们呢，其实耶稣跟他们在一起呢，已经有三天。
Because the scripture told us that Jesus has been with those people for 3 days.
所以三天的医治大会。
So it's been a 3 days of healing.
我想，如果是耶稣的话，这个时候可能会对这些人说：“哎，你们别再打扰我了。”
So if I were Jesus, I probably would think, okay, so it's been 3 days. It's about time that we can stop.
你们要的东西已经给了你们了。
So what you need, I provided for.
让我做做我该做的事情吧。
So maybe I can move on to do what I need to do.
我想，耶稣如果这样说呢，应该并不过分。
So even if Jesus said that, it's not unreasonable.
但是耶稣并没有像我们想象的那样去拒绝他们。
But Jesus' reaction is not like how we think.
但反而耶稣说了一句很特别的话。
Instead, Jesus said something very special.
他对门徒说。
He spoke to the disciples.
我怜悯这众人。
I have compassion for these people.
因为他们同我在这里已经三天。
Because they have been with me for 3 days.
没有吃的了。
There's nothing to eat.
我不愿意他们饿着回去，恐怕在路上困乏。
I don't want to send them home hungry. Otherwise, they might collapse.
弟兄姐妹，这是一句很不简单的话。
I think this is very unusual.
那在这一段记载当中，我们留意的话，你会发现有耶稣、有门徒、有群众。
So you see, there's Jesus, there's the disciples, and also the crowd.
但主动提出要吃饭的，不是挨饿的群众。
But the one who spoke up about this topic of hunger is not from the crowd.
也不是门徒。
It wasn't the disciples.
而是耶稣。
But it was Jesus.
耶稣是在这个记载里面最忙碌的那一位。
So Jesus is the one who is the busiest person in this passage.
但他也是最细心、最了解人需要的那一位。
But he's the one who is the most detailed one thing about the need of the people.
耶稣在忙着医治众人的时候，他没有忘了解决他们肉身的需要。
Even though he was very busy healing all kinds of disease and disabilities.
他不愿意人们饿着回家去，为什么呢？因为怕他们在路上困乏。
He didn't forget about the need of these people's physical hunger, and he didn't want to send them home hungry, or perhaps they will collapse.
以前有人曾经这样问哈。
So in the past, someone asked this question.
世界上人那么多。
So there are so many people in the world.
上帝只有一个。
And there's only one God.
然后全部人都在祷告。
And then we are all praying.
上帝能不能听所有人的祷告？
Can Jesus listen to all our prayer at the same time?
我这个小小 small potato 中文怎么翻译小我这个小豆豆
so we are just a, like a tiny small
小人物
yeah so we are just a small tiny little potato
耶稣上帝会理我吗
would he really care for me
我告诉你当你都还没有想到要关心自己的时候耶稣已经知道你需要什么
I'm going to tell you, even though before you think about your own need, Jesus knows your need already.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，有时人生路真的不好走。
Brothers and sisters, I know that sometimes life is tough.
但你可能没有想过，耶稣其实也不愿意见到你困乏。
And maybe you didn't think about this. Jesus actually didn't want to see you in despair.
他希望补足你的需要。
He really want to help you.
不论是你肉身上的还是灵里的。
No matter it's a physical need or your spiritual needs.
耶稣不会忘记。他会关心。
He didn't forget about that. He really cared about everything.
而且我们可以肯定，耶稣是最早知道我们需要的神。
And I can promise you, Jesus is the first one who knows your needs.
当我们还没有想到、还没有意识到、都还没有信心去祈求的时候
，Even though before we thought about it, even though before we pray about it, He knows already.
耶稣都已经知道。
He knows everything.
他是我们最知心的朋友。
He's our best companion.
我讲一个比喻吧。
So, let me give you an example.
以前有一个叫约瑟贝里 Joseph Berry 的人。
There was a person called Joseph Berry.
在一个意外中，他三个儿子都不幸过世了。
So in an accident, very unfortunately, he lost three of his sons.
白头人送黑头人哈。
So it's hard for a dad to bury the three sons.
在埋葬三个儿子的时候，他非常非常痛苦。
So when he buried all three of his sons, he was very devastated.
在丧礼过后，他就坐在那里发呆。
So after the funeral, he sat there.
这个时候有一个人走过来。
So at that time, someone came to him.
这是 Barry 自己的描述。
So this is his own Joseph Barry's own description.
他说我坐在那里，那个人坐在我旁边。
So he said, I sat there, and then this guy came to me.
他一直告诉我神做事的方法。
So he keeps on telling me.How God works.
他告诉我神为什么有时候会让某一些事情发生。
So he told me that sometimes why God operate things certain ways, allow things to happen.
他一直不停地说，我也知道他说的是正确的。
So he keeps on going and explaining, and I know that what he said was right.
但是我却一点都听不下去。
But I couldn't really hear anything from him.
我只希望他快快地离开我。
I just want him to stop and leave.
最后他走了，我松了一口气。
And then he left, and then I breathed a sign of relief.
他走了不久，另外一个人又坐在我的身边。
So not much later, another person came and sat next to me.
他陪我坐了一个多小时。
And he sat with me for over an hour.
在这段时间里，他只是听我说话。
And during this time, he just listened to me.
偶尔回答我一两句话。
And occasionally, he responded to me very briefly.
偶尔又简单跟我祷告了一两句。
And occasionally, he just prayed for me just very briefly.
最后他走开了。
And finally, he left.
看着他离开，我却希望他可以多留片刻。
So when I saw him left, I actually wanted him to stay longer.
我希望他听我倾诉。
Because I wanted him to listen to me.
因为我发现他能够安慰我。
Because I felt like he can comfort me.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
哪一位是 Barry 的知心朋友呢？
Who is Barry's good companion?
第一位滔滔不绝那一个。
Is it the one that who keeps on going?
还是第二个不说话却能够进他心里的？
Or the second one who's silent but just listen?
真正的知心人是什么呢？
Your real good companion is?
是明白你的人。
Is someone that who knows you?
第二位朋友明白 Barry 的需要。
The second friend knows Barry's needs.
他知道 Barry 不是要教训而是要安慰。
He knows that Barry doesn't really need more preaching.
所以他以沉默来让 Barry 感觉到他的关心。
So he used his silence and just sitting there and to comfort him.
耶稣就是这样。
And this is Jesus.
如果你有一个朋友，你还没有开口，他已经知道你要说什么。
So if you have a friend, he or she knows you even before you speak.
你还没有流泪，他已经知道你心里面的痛苦。
Even before you cry, he or she knows your pain in the heart.
你还没有叹息，他已经知道你里面愁烦。
Even before you sigh.He or she knows your
你还没有颤抖，他已经知道你心里害怕。
Even before you shiver, he or she knows that you are afraid.
你还没有埋怨，他已经在你肩膀拍了一下。
Even before you can complain, he or she can.
你还没有感觉孤单，他已经站在你旁边。
And even before you can feel lonely, he or she is sitting next to you already.
这个人就是你知心朋友。
And that's your best companion.
你说牧师有吗？
So you ask pastor, is that such a person here?
你身边可能有。
So there might be someone like this around you.
如果没有也别担心。
But even if you cannot find someone like this, don't worry about it.
因为耶稣就是这样的朋友。
Because Jesus is your best companion.
门徒一直是跟耶稣在一起的。
The disciples have always been with Jesus.
耶稣在医治群众的时候，门徒一直在旁边观察。
So when Jesus was healing the crowd, all the disciples were there.
但是他们都没有观察到耶稣所观察的，没有想到耶稣所想的。
Even though they were observing there, but they didn't see what Jesus saw.
他们看到的只是外表的，以为群众治好了，那就好了。
So they only see the service. They saw all these people are healed now.
他们没有像耶稣那样，其实看到不但他们治好了，他还有肉体上的需要。
They didn't see what Jesus saw, which is the hunger, even though after their healing.
所以你别以为耶稣只是关心我们的属灵的需要。
So don't think that Jesus is only concerned about our spiritual needs.
其实他也关心你肉体的需要。
He also care about your physical needs.
我记得在1992年的那一个夏天。
I remember in 1992, the summer of 1992.
那是我人生最难过的一段时刻。
It was a very difficult time for me.
记得那个时候呢，老师爱哭。
So I cry a lot during those times.
那段时间呢，老师心里面忧愁。
So I have a lot of sorrow in my heart.
而且我当时呢是在 BC 北部一个小城市。
I was living in the northern part of BC.
非常孤单。
It is very lonely.
我记得呢，我当时只有向神祷告。
So I remember all I can do is to pray to God.
也不知道神听不听。
And I don't even know if God listens to me.
我记得有一天我看见天下着毛毛雨。
So one day I remember I saw, you know, it was light rain outside.
我离开家要上班。
So I left home and I went to work.
下着雨，然后心里又愁，然后愁上加愁。
So it was raining outside, and then my heart was so heavy burden. So when I saw the rain, and then it didn't really help.
然后就在上班途中，我突然间想起一首以前在粤语教会经常唱的一首歌。
So on my way to work, a song came to my mind from my fellowship days.
他说这首歌词说慈爱主信实无变。
So the lyrics goes like this: the loving kindness of God never changes.
我唱给你们听好了。慈爱主心事无边，没有分阴晴，主爱与彰显。慈爱主心事无边，没有分冬暖，主爱已勉励困苦呀。暂停，等一下。神爱眷并不停断，神爱眷总不改变，大概就是这样子。
Okay, so for those who doesn't understand, so basically it's talking about the loving kindness of God never changes. No matter it's day or night or winter or spring, His love is always there.
然后我当时一边唱这一首歌呢，一边流泪。
So when I was singing this song, I was weeping.
就在这个时候呢，我突然间发现我头上的黑云。裂开。
So all of a sudden, when
真的
I look up, the dark cloud ahead of, on top of me.
阳光照下来，我正在开车，突然就阳光照下来。
So when I was driving, all of a sudden, this ray of light or sunshine.
我当时感觉很温暖。
So I just feel very warm.
然后那一刻，我突然间发现，原来耶稣没有忘记我。
So at that moment, I know that Jesus didn't forget about me.
那一天我就人生观有点不一样。
So it really changes the way that I look at life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我希望呢，今天你也有同样的发现。
So brothers and sisters, I really want you to have the same discovery.
耶稣就是最明白你现况的知心人。
Jesus is the one that who knows you most.
不论你现在的状况如何，你可以安心。
No matter what is your situation, you can be sure he knows.
不论是人际关系。
No matter is it personal relationships.
工作。
Or maybe your job.
前途
or your future,
挣扎
or your struggles,
婚姻
or your marriage,
信仰
your faith,
家庭
your family,
儿女
your children,
健康
your health,
耶稣已经都知道
Jesus knows it all.
不论黑夜阳光
No matter is it daytime or nighttime,
耶稣都在你的身旁
Jesus is always on your side.
所以不要失望
So don't lose heart.
不要灰心
don't give up.
不要上胆。
And don't be despair.
让他陪你走这条人生路。
Let him walk with you in this journey of life.
耶稣是我们最知心的朋友。
Jesus is our best companion.
因为他知道我们的需要的。
Because he knows our needs.
但你要知道，知道是一回事。
But you have to know, knowing is one thing.
有什么行动或者有没有行动又是另外一回事。
Whether this action is another thing.
比如说知道下雪了。
For example, if you know that it's snowing.
你知道人在那里受寒了。
And you know that people are cold.
但是却没有什么的行动。
But if there's no action.
是没有用的。
And it's useless.
但是在 能够在雪中送炭呢。
But if you can send coal to people who are in the snow, this is
那才是真正的知心人。
That is a good companion.
所以耶稣就是他不但知道，先于你知道你的需要。
So not only that he knows your needs.
他会更主动的来要提供你的需要。
But he's also taking the initiative to meet your needs.
群众并没有要求耶稣给他们东西吃的。
The crowd didn't really ask Jesus to do anything.
他们没有求可能。
So the reason that they didn't ask, there may be a few reasons.
可能是他们没有想过要问。
Perhaps they didn't really even think about of asking.
可能是他们看见耶稣已经医好了他们的病，所以我也无所求。
So maybe they are thinking, well, Jesus healed our disease already. Maybe we shouldn't be asking for anything else.
可能是他们看见耶稣已经累了，所以有点不好意思。
So maybe they saw that, well, Jesus is so tired already. Maybe we shouldn't be asking more.
可能是他们认为耶稣所看顾的是层次比较高的，我们这些肉体的层次比较低，所以不要找他。
Or maybe they are thinking that Jesus is only care about the higher level and more serious stuff, but not something like food.
但这些都不是太重要。
But these are not important.
重要的是耶稣的确是主动的提供了他们的需要。
But the most important thing is Jesus actually provided for their needs.
在耶稣的这一有关耶稣的这个记载里面，我们看到。
So in this passage about Jesus,
耶稣不但知道众人饿了，
so not only that he knows that people are
hungry, 他知道他们就要困乏了，
he knows that they are about to collapse.
他主动的去怜悯他们。
He takes the initiative to have compassion on them.
他说我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天。
And he said, I have compassion for these people because they have been with me for 3 days.
我不愿意叫他们饿着回去。
I don't want to send them home hungry.
恐怕在路上困乏。
Or else they might collapse.
耶稣的爱就是那样的无微不至。
So this is the love of Jesus, which is so detailed.
门徒和众人都没有想到会得到这么的好处。
Even before the disciples or the crowd can think of this.
但耶稣爱我们每一位。
Jesus loves each one of us.
我以前也说过哈。
So in the past, I said this before.
我觉得基督教就是这个样子。
I think this is our Christian faith.
中国以前有一位诗人，我不知道叫什么名字。有一次看到他有一句话，我很喜欢。
So there's a saying in the Chinese poem.
他说：“我所求的只是一片枫叶。
What I ask for is just a leaf.
我所得到的却是一片树林。
But what I got is the forest.
我觉得这句话用来描述。”基督的信仰是特别真实。
I think this is a good analogy of our Christian faith.
我们有时候只是希望得到一点点的东西。
Sometimes what we're asking for is or expecting is such just a little thing.
但耶稣给我们一大片树林。
But what he gave us is way more than what we can expect.
以前我听过一个见证。
So I heard of a testimony before.
说很多很多年前在加州的一条高速公路上。
So many years ago on a remote highway in California.
有一位牧师那天下着很大很大的雨，他在开车。
So on a very heavy rainy day, there was a pastor who was driving through that highway.
然后从高速公路，他走在一条比较偏僻的路上。
So when he was taking a turn on a smaller road.
然后在转弯的地方，他看到上面有个广告，上面写着耶稣能拯救 ，Jesus saves.
So at the turn, there was a billboard says Jesus saves.
然后过了弯角不久，他又看到有一个人在雨中散步。
So after the turn, he saw someone walking in the rain.
Yeah, 看他不像是在那里消遣的那一种，而是赶路的那一种。
So it doesn't feel like that person is actually taking a stroll or walk, but that person is actually trying to make it through the rain.
牧师本来说，哎呀，那么大雨，停不停？
So the pastor was struggling a little bit. It was a heavy rain. Should I stop?
然后心中突然就有个感动，非停不可。
But all of a sudden, he felt like he's prompting. He had to stop.
然后就停下来。
So he stopped.
退回到那个人的身边。
And he back up and to just went to that person.
说你要搭便车吗？
So and asked the person, do you want to get a ride?
那人说要。
And that person said yes.
你上来吧。
So and the pastor said, come on in.
那个人就跳上车。
So the guy jumped into the car.
然后说了一声谢谢，就倒头就睡着了。
So just say thank you and then fell asleep.
过了不久，这个人醒过来。
So after a while, this person woke up.
他跟这个牧师就聊起天。
And then he started talking to the pastor.
当他一听到这个司机进来是一位牧师的时候，
When this passenger found out the driver is a pastor,
他突然间大哭。
And then he cried, he broke out in tears.
然后他就说，我一向生活潦倒，没有亲人，没有朋友。
So he said, I have been living a very miserable life. I have no family, no friends.
我非常失望。
And I'm very disappointed.
非常沮丧。
And very, very despair.
今天晚上，如果不是耶稣让你来接我上车，我已经自杀死了。
And he said, if today, if it's not for Jesus sending you to pick me up, I would have committed suicide.
牧师听了很讶异的说，你怎么说是今天耶稣让我接你上车的呢？
So the pastor said, why would you say that Jesus sent me to pick you up?
那人说，你有没有看见在你前面有一个弯角有一个广告，上面写着耶稣能拯救那几个字。
So the passenger said, do you not see that there was a billboard at the turn that says Jesus saves?
牧师说有啊有啊，我看到。
And the pastor said, "Yeah, I saw that."
那个人说，今天晚上当我最低沉的时候。
So that person said, "When I was fell so down tonight."
就在我想寻死的时候。
So when I wanted to take away my life.
我就看刚好就看见广告那几个字。
I saw that billboard says, "Jesus saves."
他说耶稣能拯救。
Jesus saves.
我就向着天空说。
And then I just look up to the sky.
耶稣啊，你如果你真的能拯救，你差人来接我。
And then he said, well, if Jesus you really can save, send someone to pick me up.
不要让我在大雨中受苦。
So that I don't need to be suffering in the rain.
我祷告完走了没多久。
So after not much longer of my prayer,
你就在我身边出现，然后停下车，抱我接上车。
And then you show up and ask me to get into your car.
而且你还是一位牧师。
And then you are also a pastor.
所以耶稣真的听了我的祷告，我知道耶稣是关心我的。
I know that Jesus listened to my prayer and he saves me.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
你是否曾经以为耶稣不理你呢？
Have you thought about that Jesus doesn't really care about you?
你曾经是否以为耶稣既然是神，他是高不可攀的？
So have you thought about that Jesus is since he's God, he's really high up?
其实事实刚好相反。
But the reality is the opposite.
耶稣知道所有人的需要。
He knows every single one of our
needs. 他怜悯所有人的缺乏。
And he cares for each one of our needs.
当你愿意把你交给他的时候，
When you are willing to commit your life to him,
他会伴随你走你人生的路程。
And he's going to walk alongside with you throughout your life.
所以耶稣是我们的知心人。
So Jesus is our best companion.
因为他知道我们的需要。
Because he knows our needs.
他也愿意怜悯我们的缺乏。
And he has compassion for us.
而且还有一样很重要的。
And one more thing that's very important.
耶稣有能力供应给我们一切需要。
Because he's able to provide for us.
我想当耶稣对门徒说我怜悯这众人这一句话的时候。
So I think when Jesus said, I have compassion for these people.
我想门徒应该是明白这一句话的意思的。
I think the disciples really understand what does it mean.
耶稣的意思就是要承担这个喂饱群众的这个责任。
So Jesus wanted to take responsibility of feeding these people.
所以门徒很聪明。
And the disciples are very wise.
因为他们的反应是这样的。
Because that's their reaction is.
他说这里是野地，哪里有这么多的饼叫这许多人吃饱呢？
This is the wilderness. Where are we going to find food to feed all these people?
耶稣都还没有叫他们喂。
Jesus didn't even ask them to feed them.
他们已经说不可能。
And they said it's not possible already.
但我想门徒的反应很合理。
But I think the disciples' reaction is very reasonable.
他们推理就是荒野地。
Their logic is because this is the wilderness.
没有人。
There's no people.
哪里去找东西呢？
So where do we find food?
而且不是一两个人吃的，是几千人。
And we're not talking about a few people. We're talking about a few thousand people.
我们哪里有本事满足这些人的需要呢？
So how are we going to feed these thousands of people?
但问题是你要知道之前不久刚刚发生过同样的事情。
But you have to remember, not long ago, the same thing happened.
耶稣喂饱五千人。
Jesus fed 5,000 people.
这门徒为什么这一次忘了之前呢？
Why did the disciples forgot about that?
我们不知道原因。
We don't know why.
但我们会想，你们不是见过耶稣有能力，现在为什么那么快就把他忘了呢？
But you should have seen Jesus, the power of Jesus. How can you forget so quickly?
其实我们也经常这样，对不对？
But we actually kind of like the disciples all the time.
耶稣曾经回应我们的祷告。
Jesus answered our prayers before.
然后过了若干日子。
After a while,
然后又有需要了。
And then we have something else that we need from Jesus.
然后这是祷告，不知道耶稣还会不会帮我们。
And we pray, we're not sure if Jesus is going to help us this time.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，耶稣当时能帮你。
Brothers and sisters, remember that Jesus helped you before.
他今天也能帮你。
And today he's still going to help you.
他的能力并没有减少。
His ability is not going to deplete.
他的怜悯也没有减少。
And his compassion to you has not changed.
我记得那一年我跟师母在 Lake Louise 参加那个会议。
I remember that year when Helen and I went to the Lake Louise conference.
那一次的聚会大概有700多个牧师传道人参加。
There was about over 700 pastors and ministers attended that conference.
我们在第一晚呢就认识了一对西人牧师夫妇。
So on the first evening, we got to know a couple who's Caucasian.
这对夫妇呢，原来他们也是在高桂林牧会，所以我们很快就谈得很投契。
Because they also live in Coquitlam, same as us, so we had a good chat with them.
然后在那三天的聚会当中呢，有时候我们会见到他，也会打打招呼。
So throughout that 3 days, we ran into each other, and we also chatted throughout the conference.
但因为大家都很忙，并不是说经常会在一起。
So because the conference is very busy, we didn't.
但到了第三天的时候
，So on the third day.
在下午，我们又可以在一起聊天。
So in the afternoon, we had the time to catch up.
他们就告诉我们在这三天里面，他们做了一些什么事情。
So and then they kind of told us what happened to them in the last 3 days.
他们说在这三天里，他们认识这个会议中认识了一个女传道人。
So they said during this conference, they got to know a female minister.
他们发现原来这位女传道人是一位原住民。
And this pastor is from the indigenous community.
他现在是在加拿大的北边传福音。
And she's sharing the gospel in the northern part of Canada.
她本来是一个部落的这个牧师的一位女儿。
So he's actually she's actually the daughter of the tribal chief.
她也就是说这个牧师未来的继承人。
So she is also supposed to inherit this chief position.
本来她可以拥有名声、地位和丰富的收入。
So she could have been there and just inherited everything, and then she was going to be rich, and she's going to be able to heal all these people there.
但是后来她信了耶稣，然后神呼召她去传福音。
But because she believed in Jesus, and God called her to share the gospel.
然后她就做起传道人。
So she became a Christian minister.
因为这个缘故呢，她被赶离她的家族。
And because of that, she got kicked out from her tribe.
过着一个很清贫的传道的生涯。
And live a very modest and very difficult ministry life.
在这个会议当中，因为负担不起这个费用。
So in this conference, for this conference, because she cannot afford for all the expenses.
当时那个福音会议呢，是牧师传道人呢，他是可以全费免费参加，然后吃费呢，他也补助，但是吃东西不包。
So the how it works for the conference is the accommodation and the travel is all free for all the ministers, but you have to take care of your food and your meals.
而且那几天呢，我们都是在 Lake Louise 那个 hotel 去过吧？
Because
没住过，可能就看过。
And the conference was actually in the Lake Louise hotel.
然后 Lake Louise 附近是没有餐馆的。
And there's no restaurant around Lake Louise area.
只有在酒店里面有餐馆。
And there's only restaurant in the hotel.
然后那个餐馆贵的。
And they're very expensive.
我们认识有几个中国人，华人牧师传道人是带饭锅去煮饭。
So we know some of the Chinese groups, they actually brought their own rice cooker and stuff to cook in the hotel.
所以三天了，这位女传道人都没有吃过东西。
So for that 3 days, she didn't really have anything to eat.
她只吃干粮。
And she just eat whatever dry food or cook crackers that she brought.
然后这对牧师夫妇知道了之后就非常感怜悯她。
So this couple when they found out, they feel very moved.
所以那天下午我们聊天的时候，她说我们今天晚上要请她吃一顿。
So they said, well, I really need to take her for dinner tonight.
但是我们听了也非常感动。
And when we heard about this, we felt very moved too.
他们不但 知道了他的需要，不但主动的去关心他。
So this couple not only knowing the need of this minister,
也用自己的能力去供应给他的
需要。But also try to provide for her needs.
这就让我联想到今的联想到耶稣所做的。
So this reminded me of what Jesus is doing here.
耶稣能够有能力供应给几千人的需要。
Jesus has the ability to provide for this few thousand people.
他没有留着不用，也没有冷心不用。
He didn't reserve anything for himself.
反而他以他的能力让别人得福。
Instead, he used all his power to bless others.
今天也一样，耶稣知道你的需要。
Today is the same. Jesus knows your needs.
他怜悯我们的缺乏。
And he has compassion for us.
他也愿意用他的能力来供应我们一切的需要。
And he's willing to use his power to provide for all our needs.
也就是说，弟兄姐妹。
So in other words,
耶稣有足够的能力保护你、带领你、供应给你。
Jesus has all the power to provide and to take care of you.
因为他是创造宇宙万物的神。
Because he's the one that who created the heaven and earth.
圣经说，在人不能，在神。
So the Bible says, for man is not possible, for God nothing is impossible.
你为两餐烦恼吗？
So sometimes we might be worrying about our life.
耶稣可以供应给你。
Jesus can provide for our
family. 你为家庭担心吗？耶稣可以帮助你。
If we worry about our family, Jesus can provide for our
family. 你为你的婚姻失望吗？耶稣可以帮助你。
If you are disappointed about your marriage, Jesus can help you.
你为儿女伤神费脑吗？耶稣可以帮助你。
If you are worrying about your children, Jesus can help you.
你只要把自己交给他。
Only if you can trust yourself to him.
他可以在你身上显神迹。
He's going to perform great works and miracles in your life.
我在这里并不是说信了主耶稣之后你就什么都会有。
I'm not saying that after you believe in Jesus, you're going to have everything.
我的意思是有了耶稣，让他做你生命的主人。
What I'm saying is that let Jesus be the Lord of your life.
你人生不会孤单。
Your life is not going to be lonely again.
因为他知道你的需要。
Because he knows your needs.
他会怜悯你的缺乏。
And his compassion for you.
他有能力帮你走一条美好的人生道路。
And his ability to lead your life.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我希望在这个复活节的日子里。
I hope during this Easter.
我对大家的祝福是。
I would like to bless you.
希望你们能信靠主耶稣。
And I would like to know that you actually believe in Jesus.
大家可以快乐的、不孤单的走完我们的人生路程。
And you can walk through this life.Journey of life with joy and not being lonely again.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's all pray.
亲爱的天父，此一刻当我们来到你面前的时候
，Dear Heavenly Father, when we come before you,
我们感谢你赐给我们你的爱子耶稣。
We thank you for the Son Lord Jesus Christ that you given us.
让他来到人间，除去我们众人的罪。
He's given to, he came to earth and to take away our sins.
也让他能够天天伴随我们走人生道路。
And he's walking with us every day in our life.
我们要感谢赞美你。
And we give you thanks.
因为你让耶稣从死里复活。
Because Jesus is now risen.
他今天与我们同在。
And he's with us today.
我们也知道有一天我们也会复活。
And we know that one day we'll be with him.
我们会跟他永远同在。
And we will be with him forever.
主啊，我在这里为这里在座每一个人来祝福祷告。
And I pray for each one of us here.
让我们每一个人，我们在人生路上，我们都不孤单。
I just pray that each one of us can walk through this life of, without being lonely.
有耶稣陪我们同走。
Because Jesus is with us.
让我们能够经历到耶稣的同在。
Help us to experience the presence of God.
不论我们面对什么的困难。
No matter what obstacles are we facing.
不论我们现在有一些什么难以解决的问题。
No matter what are the troubles that we are facing.
让我们都看见复活的能力在当中彰显。
We can see the power of resurrection in our life.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Christ is risen indeed, and we are going to sing the next song, which is the Lord's Prayer. He has given us our daily bread. The daily bread can be a physical as